1516 Ted McBride, west of Route 13 Sussex Highway, approximately 1,910 feet south of Road 452 West Snake Road. 911 address is not available. Identified as tax map ID number 532-13.00-63.07. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a temporary use as an office.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ted McBride, 11402 Rock Elm Court, Bowie, Maryland, 20721.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I work for Eastern Shore Tractor Company based in Accomack, Virginia, and as of January 1st of this year, we will be the Bobcat skid steer dealership in southern Sussex County. Due to the fact that we're unable to find suitable available real estate, we decided to build on the tract just north of the Astley Furniture Warehouse, and we're in the middle of the permit process now. We're applying for a permit for a 60 by 24 foot temporary building to use as an office and establish a presence there in the area. Mm-hmm. I believe you should have an exhibit that shows the site plan, the concept site plan, and in the lower left-hand corner, there's a hatched area, which would be the footprint of the building. Now, it's either going to be in the lower right corner or the lower left corner or the lower right, depending on what the septic the engineers come back with, but we feel pretty sure that that lower left corner placement will be ultimately where it will go.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have that drawn. Mm-mm.
I have one. I'll pass it down.
Okay.
The building he's talking about is in this corner.
Yeah, I was going to say, that question says manufactured home, or are you going to build it?
Pass it down. Take it down there.
This is a miniature of
that larger.
Say this is it's saying a manufactured home. I heard you say you're going to build it.
No, we're actually building a state-of-the-art dealership.
This
is temporary until the dealership comes.
You're asking for a. What size is it again, 24?
It's 60 by 24. It's a double wide standard length.
You don't have a picture of it? Or what year is it?
I have a, it's going to be new. I have a.
That's good enough. That's good right. Enough. If you say it's new.
Yeah.
You're under oath.
Yes.
Okay.
How long temporary? A year? 2 years?
I want to say a year. My experience with construction schedules is 2 years will cover me.
A year?
Two years. So what you're requesting is a special use exception for a 2 year period?
Yes.
Okay.
We normally do it for a year and then I'll come back in.
We got the pad and everything already done around you.
No, we just scraped off the organic layer and raised up the land. Now we're stuck. We're waiting for permits to proceed.
Okay.
So the pad is not down yet.
Okay, I saw you.
Yeah, okay. The land has been disturbed, but nothing has been.
Nothing been done yet. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if the 2 years are up? You're going to just take it down as soon as you're done? Is that?
Yes, it's going to be leased from Allied Trailers up in Savage, Maryland. They'll pull it down over the Bay Bridge, set it up, and come back as soon as our building, as soon as we get our permit for occupancy.
So you might not need it for the off 2 years. I mean,
probably not.
It'd be best to be sure to.
Yes, I've been advised that I probably want to.
With the weather and stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, I've never had a project come in on time and under budget.
I'm not dealing with it.
Figures. No more questions.
Okay.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
No other questions,
Mr. Resnick. Dana, I have no further questions.
I just got a couple, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sheriff?
Do you believe that this will have any substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
No, sir. The adjacent properties are similarly zoned, and I've spoken to all the owners from Big Rigs up to where we are. It's about six businesses, and I've spoken to all of them.
So your neighboring properties are all commercial entities?
They are, sir.
And this is located along, I think you said Route 13?
Route 13.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
Okay.
It would be from Larry Barnes, Furniture Land, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. He is in support of the temporary use structure on the neighbors on that property. I guess he's the neighbor for 18-month period.
Okay. Is he your neighbor?
He is.
Okay.
And my advisor of sorts as well. He's a good guy.
He's saying that he for 18 months. Where did that number come from?
We may have tossed it around in our conversation. He owns Ashley Furniture Land, and he has a plot between us and Mid-Atlantic Fasteners, which he also owns and leased. So I think he's using 18 months as my guesstimate when I talked to him a month ago about the outside limit of what I thought we may need.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve case 11,516 for a period of 2 years to place a 24-by-60.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
On that parcel for a 2 year period.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number, 11,516 for a period of 2 years. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Edson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,516 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies. Yes, sir.